Thank you and good afternoon. Michigan Democrat and U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow told consumer groups last week that any proposed GMO labeling bill will not be perfect. Groups such as Just Label It and the Center for Food Safety have pushed for a nationwide mandatory GMO labeling system, such as the one set to take effect in Vermont in July. Pro Farmers First Thing Today reports Stabenow stressed that getting labeling standards through Congress will require a compromise. Stabenow also told reporters that she recently sent GMO labeling language to Senate Ag Committee Chair Pat Roberts, noting that her stance has not changed. Stabenow is the ranking Democrat on the committee and a proponent of mandatory GMO labeling. Chairman Roberts prefers a voluntary labeling measure. However, his bill failed in the Senate last month. And now we're going to check in with someone who's very familiar with the recent GMO labeling controversy. Mandy Hagan, Vice President of State Affairs for the Grocery Manufacturers Association, spoke at Illinois Farm Bureau's Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference on Wednesday. We talked about GMO labeling and what's been happening in the industry. Mandy, let's start out. For those that don't know, kind of give us a brief overview of what the Grocers Manufacturers Association does.
Sure. Well, GMA is an over 100-year-old trade association. We represent major manufacturers of food products, everything you see in the grocery store from Doritos to Smuckers to, you know, everything across the board. We've been advocating for safe food for a long time.
And that is definitely what I want to talk with you today about, safe food. In the news lately, GMO labeling, a lot of controversy over that. What has the general response been from the industry? We've had mandatory labeling proposed, we've had voluntary. What are manufacturers saying about this?
Well, at the beginning of the issue, you know, we really refer back to the basic fundamentals of food labeling. So when the government mandates labels on food, it's meant to convey information about health, safety, or nutrition. So our concern about mandatory GMO labels is that nothing about a GMO label tells you anything about health, safety, or nutrition. So for that reason, we're opposed to a mandatory label.
Okay, and Campbell's has stated their opinion. They are in support of mandatory labeling. Any comments about that situation?
Well, we support any company's decision to label their products if they so choose, and essentially that's what Campbell's has done. I know Campbell's is concerned about a state-by-state solution, and what they'd like to see is something at the federal level. The only place where we differ from Campbell's is that we believe the federal mandate should be a voluntary labeling standard that basically sets up a regulatory situation where when consumers look at a GMO label, whether it's voluntary, whether it's through a QR code, whether it's through a website, that there's a meaning to it, that we don't have the situation we have today where consumers have no reliable definition of what GMO even is. They don't know when a product says GMO free, what exactly does that mean? There are no standards that have been set at the federal level.
Well, great points I think that you made there. Another topic involving the GMO labeling is Vermont, and that is going to be passed soon. So what's going to happen if a decision is not made and that state's law comes into effect before there is a national decision? What's the talk about that?
Right. Well, July 1st, the Vermont labeling requirement takes effect, and I'm sure you've seen that some companies have made announcements that they will have to go ahead and change labels to comply with Vermont. And that's the reality of the situation, that one small state has made a decision that they want to force companies to label their products with GM ingredients, and companies will have to make that decision. For some of them, that means that their products across the board for the whole country will have to be labeled simply because they've looked at their distribution networks and they can't find a way to label products only for Vermont.
So it sounds like one state's decision really is going to affect a much bigger picture. Now, any thoughts on, well, of course you don't have a crystal ball, but I'm sure more discussions are going to be taking place. And in your opinion, do you think a decision is going to be reached soon, or what do you think the outlook is for this topic?
Well, there's two avenues for a decision. So the federal government could decide to step in and put a uniform labeling regulation in place, and we hope that that's what the outcome will be, that they put something meaningful out there that consumers can rely on. But the other option is that there's still litigation pending against Vermont as well. We brought suit 2 years ago to seek to also get a preliminary injunction so that the law wouldn't take effect until it's the courts have had the opportunity to go all the way through the process, which could take years, ultimately, for courts to decide whether this is a lawful use of state authority to require labels that have nothing to do with health, safety, and nutrition. So we had oral arguments in October at the Second Circuit. That decision has still not come out. So we could literally find out any day that federal court says, actually, we're going to grant the preliminary injunction, and that would bring it to a halt. But they could make the other decision as well, and we just won't know until they rule.
Any other thoughts or comments that you'd like to share with us today?
Well, I think consumers that are concerned should be reaching out to their members of Congress and saying, please support a federal labeling solution that doesn't vilify this technology.
Mandy Hagan, Vice President of State Affairs for the Grocery Manufacturers Association. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.